Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you enjoy the Red Men podcast, then we have got more Red Men podcasty goodness for your ears. And now, as an alternative to redmenplus.com, you can subscribe to Red Men Plus podcast directly through Spotify. Yep, you just go through Spotify, pay them directly instead of us. It means the same thing, except you get access to the podcast in Spotify directly. Get involved. Extra Red Men podcast each and every week.
Yeah, thanks very much. Morning, Jürgen. I know you've talked about it changing the mood, that victory on Wednesday. Perfect timing. How vital was it? I suppose we're talking about, is it the kickstart you needed, bearing in mind you have had one very big win already this season?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know why everybody makes such a fuss of it. Of course it changed the mood, but I didn't go in the press conference and say, oh, it changed the mood massively. Somebody asked me the question. I said, yes, of course it changed the mood. How couldn't it? But we are now not, even if people think that maybe that dump, that we think that's the only thing we needed to beat Man City. And nothing really to do with that. We still have to figure out who is available after the Rangers game for the City game. And then we will make a lineup and then we will go in there. If we would have lost, we would have given it a try. And now we give it a try at Anfield with our people in our back against the best football team in the world. So that's a big challenge, but it always was and will always be. And we always were looking forward to it and do it this time.
I don't really want to touch on too many negatives after such a great result, but is there still a concern about conceding the first goal, especially on Sunday? You've got Erling Haaland around. You know, are you preparing any special plans for him?
So first goal conceding, yeah, it's a concern. Look at the situation. We played really good football in the early stages of the game, and in this moment where we lose the ball, in a moment where every team in the world opens up the pitch in a moment when you start playing, and that's what we did. We lost the ball in a moment where we were not compact because we couldn't be compact. Two passes later, Arfield is alone in front of the goal. So these things can happen, unfortunately, if you lose the ball in the wrong moment. And that's what happened there. Apart from that, what was better plans against Haaland? Always, obviously, when you play against, probably for sure, in the moment, the best striker in the world, you have to make sure that he doesn't get that many balls. And that's what you have to defend before you come into the challenge with him, with himself. So that's what we will try. But against City, obviously, the problem is if you close Haaland down with too many players, then you open up gaps for all the other world-class players, so that will not make life easier. But it's a challenge. It's a football problem, and we try to find solutions.
At the other end of the field, you've got world-class players of your own, and Mo Salah getting that hat-trick on Wednesday night. Was that the confidence boost that he needed, if at all?
It helps for sure, definitely. You could see the goals, but then they were all different. The first one, I really think it was a blocked ball from Diogo, and then Mo picks it up, brings it down, and then the reaction there, brilliant. Sees the, he obviously, I think pretty sure he learned from the first game against Rangers. And the goalie reacted a lot of times really well because he knew when we will finish, and Mo was a surprising finish with the front of his foot, and a really good goal. And then the other two, typical Mo, if you want, when he's in the cheeky mood, in the confident mood. The second one was very special because I think the only one who saw that gap there in the short corner was him. And the second one is, the third one was a brilliant goal as well. So bringing it to the far corner. So all these things, we know they help for sure. But what can I say? The best thing you want for your strikers is that they score, and they all scored or were involved in goals. That's good. And now we have to make a lineup for this game.
Just in terms of Erling Haaland, if I may, when did he first properly appear on your radar? You described him as the best player, possibly, or best striker, I think you said, in the world at the moment.
In the world, yeah.
When did he first properly appear
Salzburg.
On your radar?
Salzburg. Yeah, we played them.
What was it? What is it about him?
Yeah. When he was very young, younger than now, we could see the potential. It's insane. I don't think he started against us in a home game, if I'm 100% right. I think he was injured, came on, or something like that. I don't know it exactly, but we were already pretty busy with thinking about him. I can remember that. How can you close him down? How can you shut him down, if you want? He scored anyway. Pretty sure. Like physically, he sets new standards. So it's physically the combination of being really physical and technical and sensational awareness. His orientation on the pitch is exceptional. He knows always where the decisive gaps are, barely offside, reads that really well. So many things would make him a striker. Now in this specific case with City, some of the best players around him in the world, so in setting up goals, in finding the right moment for the passes, Kevin De Bruyne, Ilkay Gundogan, Bernardo Silva, Phil Foden, Mahrez, whoever, they all are really good at that, so that's a perfect fit, no doubt about that.
And if we're talking about him and Mo, should we include Roberto Firmino, given what he's doing at the moment as well in that conversation?
Bobby is in a really good moment, really happy for him, really, really happy for him. It's extremely helpful when the boys feel, even if it's for us obviously not the best the best moment we've ever had, it's helpful when these boys at least still know where the goal is. We just need to spread the goals a bit more to different games. Let me say it like this. Should not focus on one and then nine and then seven and then nil. But we know that. How is that? Positive things always help all of us and footballers as well.
Thank you.
Jürgen, do you feel it will have a different feel to this fixture this weekend because of the start that City have had and the season that you've encountered so far? Normally it's always been built as a potential title decider.
Could be this year. Just not with us. No, not really. Look, when you play City, it's results left and right are not really important, because this game requires all your focus, requires all the things you know about football, it's everything. I said it a couple of times. I enjoy preparing the game really, but it's anyway the biggest challenge you can face in football, because football is all about closing down spaces, closing down players, having challenges right in the right areas, these kind of thing. And with City, it's always if you are here, then if you close them out here, then they are there. If you close that gap, you open up that gap, because the pitch is so big and we have only 10 players to close all the gaps. So always a challenge. What I want to say with that, it's not that we now feel different or whatever and think it's a home game, it's Anfield, it's us against Man City. Yes, they are in the moment definitely the best football team in the world. That's how it is. But we will give it a try anyway, knowing there are no guarantees. But we know we get help from a full Anfield, and we try to use that.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Just going back to what you just said there about Leith, that enjoying the preparation for a game like this, you and City have been the dominant teams for the last few years now. How much do you enjoy pitting your wits against Pep and his team, both as challengers and also on a tactical level as well?
Very much. Very much. It's not that I don't enjoy playing other games, but it's just a different challenge. Because they're good everywhere, so that's how it is. There are no weak points, really, where I say, oh, okay, if we can do that, then they might struggle here or there. Yeah, there's not a lot, to be honest, but that's why they are the team they are. It's a job to do. That's what we do. And yes, we know, obviously, we have a couple of good results against them. Not enough for winning the title more often, but most of the games we were really in the game, and that's what was always very important. First and foremost, you have to be in the game. You need to have your own moments. You cannot. There are moments where you have to suffer. It's always the case where they let you run or make you run, and then. But there are other moments where you have to be dominant as well, and that's what we will try. And find the right balance for these moments is the challenge.
There seems to be a mutual respect between you as well, and when City have picked you a couple of times, they've credited Liverpool for pushing them on. And has that been the same for you? Do they drive you on as well?
Yeah, of course. During the season, there was only one moment actually where you can say, okay, we're there, had something to celebrate, and we not. It was then the last match day twice. Apart from that, we were in a similar situation. We always, but that's now the past. I couldn't care less what that meant, to be honest. It's yes, but that they helped us to keep going. Of course, that's what in the seasons when we both, not sure when it was, when we both were kind of running away. Of course, that you need a fixing point, and we were the point for them, and they were the point for us. That's true, but this season is obviously different. But even in these seasons, the games against City, we always prepared in the same way. Again, listen, the last result is not important, the next result not important, this is important, this game. All the things which are needed for this game, we have to make sure that we bring them on the pitch, and that's a lot.
Thank you.
Carl
Markham.
Go back to Mo. When he came on in the bid, he played more centrally, and I'm just wondering if that's something that can benefit him going forward. You've done it occasionally with him, or was it just game specific for that night?
No, in this game it was the change we made, because Mo came on and Harvey stayed on the pitch, and we didn't change system. So and he can play that position, no doubt about that, but he can play a wider position as well. It's in the moments when he finished the situations off, he was more central, that makes sense. But it was still his space, especially for two goals. When he set up the goal for Harvey, then, which Diogo might have finished off already, then he was more flexible, and that's the flexibility what we need in our offensive moments. But it's not so different. It's when we are... When whichever system we play, for finishing you need to be in and around the box. That's how it is. That day he was there, definitely. But not. I don't think it had too much to do with the position. There were situations when we were in possession, where Mo went to the right side, so to his left, right wing. It's completely normal. You need to be flexible. You need to fill up the spaces. You need to force the defensive players to react on different scenarios. It's quite comfortable when you're always in the same space as an attacker. Then the defender knows, okay, when the ball is coming, I'll be there, stuff like this. But if you are, if we are more flexible, it makes it immediately much more difficult. And that was really good in these moments. But I think two of the goals he scored from his typical position, so nothing special.
Yeah, Jones.
Hey,
you worked with, you say Haaland's the best striker in the world. You worked with Lewandowski, who's probably in that conversation still now. Have you ever seen a player like Haaland with such a broad range of skills as a striker? Because he's so physical and so quick and so technical as well.
In that close, maybe not, but there were other tall, physical, technical strikers, maybe not exactly this. We have Zlatan, exceptional, is tall, and there's a lot of things. So I think for Erling, it's just that the thing is that he combines so many things, and it's rare that you have. So his finishing skills are obviously exceptional, but he has he moves really smart. That makes him tricky. And then you only can use the speed if you use it in a smart way, because just running is not helpful if you forget the ball or whatever. So, but and especially behind the line, you need to make sure that you are patient enough on not being offside and all these kind of things. The package makes it special, but yeah. Let's see.
No more for the open, though. James?
Yeah, I mean, just on Bobby, this is his best start to the season. He's had at Liverpool in terms of goals and assists. What do you think has changed? Is it rhythm? Is it a physical thing? Is it more just confidence?
Look, in our situation, nobody now played the season. He should have played yet. Yes, Bobby, numbers-wise, it is like this, but now he scored last night two, and how many against Bournemouth? Two?
So, eight goals,
no, Bobby is an exceptional player. I said that. I think nobody else said it more often than I said it. But it's like this: not that Bobby was flying in all the games. But now we take the numbers and say, oh yeah, that's the best start I've seen. That might be statistically the case, but we as a team didn't have the best start in our lives. So, and that's for different reasons. Yeah, but this moment helps, of course. Now scoring two, loft the first goal, loft the second goal, which was an incredible cross by Joey. But that Bobby is there makes a difference. And if you score before a goal, then you arrive in that moment, in the right moment. Then you have to drive to be in the back of the defender to get the foot on the ball. But then you hit the ball and the ball goes through the legs of the goalie. In other games, the ball goes through the leg of the goalie and it's out, and you think, how can that happen? So these kind of things, you have to do, be in these situations as often as somehow possible. So nothing changed really for Bobby. Bobby always played when he was fit in this team. He always contributed when he was fit, all these kind of things. But we have to do it again and again and again. And there were a lot of positive moments. But again, with all respect to Rangers, we know that's a big gap between Rangers and Manchester City. So we have to prepare the game in a different way, of course, but with aspects of that and using the positive feeling we have now. But that alone will not give us anything against City. But if something, we were in the last few years, we always were pretty brave against City. So now we realized before we changed system that this bravery in defending leaded a little bit to a few gaps which we couldn't close in a moment. So, how I said, we have to see who we can line up for Sunday. We cannot just make decisions and say everybody's available or not. And we have to make sure that we are the best defending unit we can be in the moments when they're in possession. And that means everything. That means deep defending. That means high press. That means midfield press. That means all the different areas where you have to defend them and where you can cause them problems. And that's what we have to figure out, which are the right moments, where should we really go for them, and where do we have to let them come a little bit, these kind of things. And then when you have the ball, you need everybody in an idle world full of confidence, being cheeky, being flexible, pass the ball. So you could see that in the game now, we played a good game at Rangers. Even when we were 1-0 down, it was the football we played against the defensive unit was really, really good. And Harvey and Fabio were really involved in that, were really flexible. So we were good in passing. Both sixes did really well. Eh? So and that was really helpful. And that's what you have to do. You have to pass the ball around and let them defend as well. Usually the problem is they are that impressive and that dangerous in all the things they do, that sometimes you forget that you can cause them problems as well. That's a normal reaction on pressure, but we have to remind ourselves that's possible, and then we will see what we can do with that.
Did everyone come through the midweek game?
We have to see. No final decisions yet, but we have to see.
Hey guys, hope you enjoyed that show. If you want even more Liverpool podcasts in your lives, do check out Red Men Plus. From as little as £5 a month, you can get tons and tons and tons of Liverpool content in podcast form. So yeah, go over to redmenplus.com, check out our amazing content. I'm sure you are going to love it.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode, and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.